I have. You're going back to what I was talking about. Am I talking too much?
No.
I'm sure I am. But you talk about the first time that I ever went on, you know, I said the first one was Radigore, the next night was Coco. And one of the chorus girls came in and said, "You were so sweet, I wanted to mother you." So I said, "Oh, be my mum." So she became my stage mum. Now, when she left, she handed it down to somebody else. And finally now, for about 15 years, I've had Betty Lloyd-Jones in the company as my stage mum. Now, there is not one night of any performance that Betty doesn't come to my room before the show and says, "Good luck, son," and kisses me before I go out.
That's really lovely, isn't it?
Now, that's the sort of family thing I mean. Yeah. And that is really, and it's really genuine.
Yes.
And if she doesn't, you know, if she's been off or anything ill, I'm so upset, so there's a note arrives. She will write a note. "I'm not well enough to come." And this, that, this, I'm sending this, and so forth.
Well, this is very wonderful in a company, isn't
yes.
it?
Well,
well you have so many different
people,
so many different characters.
Yes, characters
you
is
see,
the thing.
All people are different.
We've had lots. We've had so many characters in this company that and sometimes perhaps not so good on the stage, but characters.
Yes.
And you miss them. Boy, you miss them when they go, you know.
Yes.
But Betty, of course, has... She became my stage mum in Oxford, so every time we get to Oxford, she's got to have a Mother's Day, you see. So I have to buy a present, and a card has to go, and I paint or sometimes sort of superimpose my own picture on of a great big man in a pram with his legs hanging out, or something like this, you know. And is it time I had the key of the door, and all this sort of business. You know, it's just a big joke.
Yes.
But it's those sort of things that keep me alive and keep the company alive, I think, and keep it happy anyway.
It looks a happy company.
Oh, yes, it is, I think.
And the orchestra, the people in the orchestra, are they mixing just as well? Or are they
a separate thing? They're a separate thing, I think, really, because they change practically every tour, I think, you know, or the majority. Okay. And
Royston Nash has been with you some time, hasn't he?
Not too long, I don't think. A few years now. I think, you know. I mean, a few years is nothing with us, you see, because I think God, he was there about 40 years or something like that. And I've been 21 years now. It doesn't seem like two to me, you see. This is the amazing part about it.
Yeah. And did you play in the Mikado when you first took over the lead?
What was it?
Took the lead in the doily cart, did you do the Mikado?
Oh, instantly. Coco? Instantly I took over, which is now 15, 16 years ago. I don't know. I must have
seen you then.
Yes.
But I have seen you so many times, and you've grown on me.
Immediately I took over, dear, I took them all over.
All the comedy
That's
parts.
What I mean, that it was a different one every night, which is a bit of a nightmare when you first start.
Yes, I'm sure. But in the Pirates... you don't do the Major General
No, I don't do that now, because after all these years, you see, of playing this, I had no night free at all.
No, no.
And I think all work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy, I thought. Mm. And furthermore, it wasn't just that alone. It was the fact that I thought, well, I've been an understudy and I've been through this. And I've gone on when the principal wasn't on, and you'll see the audience say that John Reed would play, you know. And that's terrible, you know, to take when you're going to go on. And it used to take you the whole first act to get the audience to go, "Oh, well, it's not so bad," you know, and put up with you.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I didn't like that. And so, after a while, when I really took over, I was accepted practically instantly, you see. But I thought, well, as I suggested at the office, that it would be as good as a rise to me, and it would be also a night free to rest me, and that it was a chance for my understudy to get known, so that they didn't. He won't have to go on if he ever goes on for me, and the audience won't go, "Oh, you see."
Yes.
So it helps in that way, I think.
Mm. We saw Harold Williamson last year.
Yes, Harold's left us now, of course.
Yes, James Ward, is it?
James Ward is the new
one. Taken over from you.
Who is new to me, I think.
Oh, is he?
Well, yes, I mean, we've been on tour now about 8 or 9 weeks, well... That's only the time that I've known him, really. And then I don't come into contact with him very much.
Of course, you're not there.
You know, because he's rehearsing every day
That's
now,
right,
of course.
Yes.
getting ready to take over when I'm not feeling very well.
Do you find it very difficult when members of the cast leave? I know they don't leave very often, they leave very seldom, but take Peggy Ann Jones.
Peggy, yes.
Who was your comedienne, wasn't
she?
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
Now, did she develop that character over the years, or is it repetition and seeing it?
Thank you. Mine are in the room, it's a shame.
She becomes, as far as I was concerned, she was an essential part of Doyle Castle.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course we missed them, then. And it takes some time to adjust to the other two. This is why, even just as last night, doing permissions, say I'm sharing a dressing room here with Ken, and the audience were a bit sticky. This doesn't mean anything, dear. It means that people can enjoy just as much by being quiet and doesn't bother, but it helps the show. The audience can make a show, as far as I'm concerned. And he said to me, oh, the only part I've enjoyed tonight is that little bit we did together. Now, that just conjures up a whole lot of... we know each other so well, Ken and I,
yes,
that it is so easy on there, working with him. With new ones, you see, the new people that arrive, they have the moves, but they're not going exactly... And you're wondering where they are, you see, where they've gone to.